Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
GSMC Basketball Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network, and as always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. So here we are again for another Wednesday, and let me tell you what's going on. First segment, I want to talk. What does Jesse want to talk for the first segment? Oh yeah, that's NBA MVP odds. Got some thoughts on those. Second segment, we're going to talk about Dwight Howard's trainer saying that Dwight's trying to become his own version of Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis. Third segment, we will be talking about CJ McCollum and some of the Lakers. Well, not some of the Lakers, the Lakers team. And then for the fourth segment, we will talk about anything else going on in the world of sports. The world of basketball, I should say. So that's how today's show is going to go. It's going to be a fun one. I'll enjoy it, you'll enjoy it, we'll all enjoy it and have a great time. So, you look at it, the MVP odds, you assume LeBron's got to be at the top, right? Correct, he is, as he should be. It goes LeBron, Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo, James Harden, Kevin Durant for your top five. And I changed some things up, but we'll get into that. But as far as, let's go through the list, okay? Players with the top odds. We'll stop off at, let's see, we'll go for the first 10. So like I said, you got Durant, 5. Leonard, 6. Russell Westbrook, 7. Curry, 8. Joel Embiid, 9. Kyrie Irving, 10. And then you got Ben Simmons right behind Kyrie. So, I mean, with LeBron being up there, that's a given. Of course, LeBron's going to have the number one MVP odds. Why, you ask? Well, let's look at it. The Lakers last season, did they make the playoffs? No, they did not. They finished with 35 wins, did not come close to making the playoffs. Do they have any superstars on their team? No, they did not. Is their team good enough to win a title? No, it is not. So you take all those factors in it. Now you add LeBron to the team. LeBron makes them a playoff team. Again, LeBron is playing with no superstars there. And if I ever hear anyone tell me that Lonzo Ball is a superstar of Brandon Ingram, I'm going to throw a fit. But either way, he's not playing with any superstars. Is anyone expecting his team to go far? Maybe get a trip to the second round, but other than that, that's it. So you look at all that. Lakers don't have a necessarily great team around LeBron. Better team than Cleveland, but nonetheless, not a great one. If LeBron's able to get him to the 3 seed or 2nd seed, he's a lock to win it. Why? Because your point guard can't shoot. Brandon Ingram's not a superstar yet. And no one else can get that team to where LeBron can. I think this is going to be the first time in a few years where we'll see LeBron win an MVP, and deservedly so. And I saw too that if this guy averages, plays more, if he plays four more seasons, which he will, plays at least 75 games each season and average 25 points per game, he'll pass Kareem on the all-time scoring list. If LeBron passes Kareem on the all-time scoring list, there's no debate for who the best player of all time is. It's LeBron. Like, that's, it'll just be a fact. People say, oh, championships, Get over yourselves. He's got three of them. It's about winning them. And he's won three. So, back to the MVP talk, though. I mean, I get why LeBron has the highest odds. And then you understand why these next two guys got the second and third highest odds. I mean, you look at Anthony Davis. DeMarcus Cousins isn't there. Rajon Rondo isn't there. You kept Mirotić around. And you brought on Julius Randle. This Pelicans team, I think, got worse. I don't necessarily think they got better. So if Anthony Davis can get this team, they could be like a 3 seed possibly. I could see him winning it. He'd have to average about 28 and what, 14, something crazy like that. But, I mean, that's something we could see him do. Giannis, same thing for him. I mean, it's easily understandable why these guys are in the top three. Giannis is the superstar on his team. I wouldn't say he plays with any other superstars. Chris Middleton's a good player, but not on Giannis's level. If Giannis was to get this team to being a top three team in the East, then he could win the MVP. And you might be wondering why I'm using top three as the bar. I mean, you gotta at least win something with your team in order to become MVP. People point to Russell Westbrook. They finished, what, sixth when he won MVP? Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double for the first time since Oscar Robertson that year. That in itself deserves MVP, especially considering that was the season where Kevin Durant went to the Warriors. So, yeah. You gotta have some relative team success in order to win MVP. It's not just one where you finish as the 8th seed and get it. So then it gets a bit difficult. You got James Harden and Kevin Durant. James Harden, I mean, he won MVP last year. I think it's tough for him to get it back-to-back. It's a possibility, but I don't see it happening. And as far as Kevin Durant, the only way Kevin Durant wins MVP going forward is if Kevin Durant has a season where he averages like 30 to 35 and is just out of this world as far as scoring the ball. I mean, the guy plays with three superstars. One of the greatest shooters of all time, probably the second greatest shooter of all time, and a guy who makes the All-Star team year after year and essentially is the glue guy for that squad, and Draymond Green. So, Kevin Durant could win it, and believe it or not, I think he's my second favorite to win the MVP this year. But we move on. You look at Kawhi Leonard. Why not him? I mean, he's the best player on his team. And I think DeMar DeRozan just never got his due with the Raptors just because, I mean, he's not a superstar and he just doesn't put up MVP caliber numbers. You look at Kawhi Leonard, I mean, he goes there and he averages 27 or 28 with the Raptors. They finish as the number one team in the East. Why couldn't he win the MVP? And it is going to be different to see how Kawhi is covered this year. Just given that Toronto's never really got a lot of national media attention. I mean, out east, the story is about Philly and it's about Boston. Not necessarily the Raptors. I'd say that the Raptors, I mean, like the Raptors finished first in the East last season and they don't even get Christmas Day games. I mean, it's just the way it is, but I could see Kawhi Leonard winning MVP with this team. Then you got Russell Westbrook. That'd be easy for him. All he's got to do is have team success. Finish third or second in the West. Russell Westbrook puts up MVP numbers year after year. I mean, the dude averaged a triple-double 2 years in a row. All he's got to do is just have the team win more games. That happens, yes. Russell Westbrook will win multiple MVPs. Then you got Steph. I mean, same thing as KD. He's going to have it out of this world type of year. Maybe like that 1 year where you won a unanimous MVP, but it's going to be difficult for Steph and Kevin Durant to win an MVP being on that team. And then after Steph, you got Joel Embiid. I could see it, but I mean, there hasn't been too many centers to win MVP. I think after 1982, the only centers to win MVP were Hakeem, Elijah Wan, David Robinson, and Shaq. Those are the only three centers that have won MVPs since after 1982. And I say after 1982 because, I mean, centers were just dominating at that point and above, meaning the 70s and 60s. So since the NBA's changed, hasn't become a big man's league, it's been tough for a center to win MVP. And you got Kyrie Irving. He's got 16-1 odds, the 10th best odds to win MVP. I don't see Kyrie winning it. I mean, maybe if they finish as the number one seed, he averages about 28 or 29 a game, but it'd be difficult there. I'd say one who probably needs to be higher on this list is Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons last year, everyone fell in love with him, talking about he's an all-time talent, generational type talent, and I mean, let's say that he improves from last year. Stats go up a bit in each area. And they finish as the one seed. I could see Ben Simmons winning MVP. The dude's basically their starting point guard. I mean, it's possible. I'd put Ben Simmons. Let's see. My top five would be LeBron, Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo. My fourth would be Russell Westbrook. As far as the odds, I'm not saying who I think will win it or anything like that, but the odds, it'd be Russell Westbrook fourth, and then I'd go Ben Simmons fifth, I guess. I mean, it's not that hard for Ben Simmons to win it. Media's already fell in love with him. The dude just needs to up his points per game numbers and basically just be the dominating force on that Philadelphia 76ers team. As far as who I think is going to win it, my favorite to win it is LeBron. And after that, I'll go KD. I really think KD is going to have a monster year this season. Like I said, the kind where you put him up for MVP. MVP consideration, even with the team he's playing on. So we'll see what ends up happening, but just wanted to talk about the MVP odds. Now we wrap it up here. Next up, we'll be talking Dwight Howard and his trainer's comments, so stay tuned for that, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. We spent that first segment talking about the NBA MVP. So now we move on. And we're going to talk about Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard needs more respect. I don't understand why or how Dwight Howard has become the most hated player in the NBA. Dwight Howard's not even a favorite player of mine, but I don't get why you guys hate him so much. Like, I need someone to help me out with that. But, I mean, the only reason why I'm bringing up Dwight Howard is because of the fact that his trainer came out and said that Dwight is trying to become his own version of KD and Anthony Davis. Wants to play till he's 40. And NBA Twitter absolutely erupted. I mean, they were clowning Dwight Howard to no end because of this. And like I said, I don't get why you guys hate him so much. And I say you guys because it seems like Dwight Howard is the universally hated player in the NBA. I've never understood it. I mean, Lakers fans hate him because he couldn't play with Kobe, but I mean, let's not act like Kobe was the easiest person to play with. All right, playing with Kobe is not for everyone. But, I mean, Kobe can do no wrong, according to Laker fans. So, I mean, let's talk about this whole Dwight Howard becoming Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant thing. Dwight Howard is a very good player and is a definite pro basketball Hall of Famer. Like, it's not up for debate. If you don't think Dwight Howard is, like, if you think he's not a Hall of Famer, then you're just wrong. That's all it is. Like, that's like, there's no arguing it. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's an 8-time All-Star, led the league in blocks twice, 5-time All-Defensive Team, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, 8-time All-NBA Team, led the league in rebounding 5 times, 2004, 2005 All-Rookie Team. Took his team to the finals when, let's not forget, not many teams are able to lead their not many centers are able to lead their team to the finals. Dwight did that in 2009. And I think the problem with Dwight Howard isn't necessarily a Dwight Howard problem, but more so a us problem. We look at Dwight Howard and, I mean, the whole thing was, can he return back to his Orlando Magic form? With Orlando, he was averaging about near 20 and about 13 to 14 rebounds a game. Since he's left Orlando, he's averaged about 16, 17 points and about 12 rebounds. That's not bad numbers. Those aren't bad numbers at all. And it seems like right after that LA year is when Dwight Howard really started getting heat. And like I said, I don't understand it. Like, it didn't work out in LA. It hasn't worked out with many others in LA. But, I mean, people love to hate, I guess. And with Dwight Howard, like, wanting to become, like, his own version of KD and Anthony Davis, I don't really think too much of that. I mean, we've seen, like, it's year after year where Dwight Howard's working on something new. Whether it be his mid-range shot, his free throws, or anything else. It happens year after year. Dwight Howard is who Dwight Howard is. I don't think anything's going to change with this game. I don't foresee Dwight Howard pulling up from the three-point line like Kevin Durant. I don't even see him pulling up at the corner of the paint, hitting mid-range shots. Like, that's not going to happen. Dwight Howard is a man who's going to rim protect and get you about 15 to 17 a game. And that's perfectly fine. I mean, the dude has done well for himself over his career. And, I mean, now it's just basically, now he's at the end of his career, I'd say. Because you look at it, his trainer says he wants to play 8 more years, but I mean, the guy hasn't been able to stick around on a team since he's left Orlando. Only played a year at LA, played 3 at Houston, and since then went to Atlanta and Charlotte. Basically, last 3 years, he's played for 3 different teams. Well, now that it's 4 years, it'll be his 4th team in 4 different years, now that he's with the Wizards. And usually when that happens, that means that you don't have much left in the NBA. If Dwight Howard wants to stay till he's 40 and play till he's 40, he's got to find a good fit somewhere where he could stick around. And I don't think that Washington's going to be a place where he could stick around. And I mean, the only way, like, Dwight Howard can do well by extending his career, I guess, by just got to keep on averaging 17 and 12 at least. I mean, you figure that some team's is going to take that. And it seems like now the top teams aren't bringing in Dwight Howard and signing him like the Warriors or anything like that, because it seems like he doesn't get along too well with his teammates or just fit well in a locker room. And I get that. I mean, Dwight Howard wanted to go to the Warriors, but the Warriors didn't want Dwight Howard. And if you're the Warriors, I mean, you got to think, why would you? Hasn't been a great locker room presence. You don't want anything to possibly mess up what they got going on in Oakland. Because, I mean, what the Warriors got going on right now, I don't think any team has ever done before. People say, oh, the Bulls or whatever. No, 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 no. The Bulls didn't have as many great players as the Warriors do. They just simply didn't. All right? So, I mean, as far as Dwight Howard goes, playing till 40, that's a bit of a stretch. Let's get to 35. We get to 35, we'll talk 40, possibly. Because, I mean, what, he's 32 right now? I mean, you kind of feel like this is it for Dwight Howard. Unless he has a decent season with the Wizards. And I'm assuming the Wizards only signed him for a one-year deal. So, I mean, Dwight Howard doesn't have any many options left after this. And as far as Dwight Howard's career goes, I mean, if this guy played in the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, he'd be one of the greatest centers of all time. It's just Dwight came into the league at a point where the game was shifting. And it doesn't really fit his style anymore. So, I mean, the guy gives you 17 and 12, but it's not like he's a hot commodity where everyone wants him. I mean, like I said, you think the Warriors could use a 15 and 12 type of guy who rim protects? And they basically said, no, thanks, but no thanks. So, I mean, stuff like that can't happen to Dwight Howard this late in his career if he wants to stick around. The guy's got to find somewhere where he could stay for more than a year. Because, I mean, going from team to team year after year, that's going to have other GMs looking around like, wait, why don't these teams ever keep him? And, I mean, looking at this season with him being with the Wizards, I mean, that team always has problems within. They hate each other, it seems. You add Dwight there, and is that supposed to fix that? I mean, I figure problems are going to get worse. John Wall has no problem calling his teammates out. His teammates have no problem calling John Wall out. And now you had a guy like Dwight Howard who necessarily hasn't been the best locker room guy according to other teams and their players. From what they've said, I mean, why would you think Dwight Howard would fix the Wizards? I mean, it's inevitable that they're going to have like a little midseason meltdown or whatever, isn't it? They tend to do it every year. And isn't that crazy how the Wizards always seem to have problems amongst their players? I mean, remember Gilbert Arenas and Javarius Crittenden? Gilbert Arenas pulled a gun on him. I mean, the Wizards, for some reason, have always had problems. I don't get it. From that to John Wall and his teammates not seeming to really like each other. I mean, Washington's a funny place to play basketball at, I guess. And I mean, John Wall thinks the Wizards deserve a whole lot of respect, but what have they done to earn that respect, honestly? I mean, I'd say their best year was that year where they played the Celtics, went to 7 games, but Kelly Olynyk had that game and they ended up losing. I mean, a Wizards-Cavs Eastern Conference Finals would have been pretty entertaining. I'd say the Wizards probably would have done better than the Celtics, but I mean, the Celtics were without Isaiah Thomas for that series, so that did hurt them a lot. Like I said, the Wizards haven't necessarily done anything to earn their respect amongst their peers and all these analysts and stuff. I mean, you go to the playoffs year after year, that's great. What have you done? What has John Wall honestly done for the Wizards since he's gotten there? And I'm talking about just winning here. I mean, has he had real playoff success? Not really. It's cool you make the playoffs, you get bounced in the first round or second round if you're lucky year after year. Congrats. I mean, last year, John Wall leaves the team, and they look better without him during the regular season. I'm not necessarily one of those guys who think, yeah, the Wizards are a better team without John Wall, but, I mean, it's just interesting to see stuff like that happen. So, we'll see how well Dwight Howard fits in. I mean, let's say somehow, some way, he does become his own version of Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis, then yeah, they're going to be a dangerous team, but I don't necessarily foresee that happening, so I think we're just going to have to wait for that. Like I said, Dwight's got to stick around on some team. Otherwise, he's going to be out the league in no time. So, we'll see what ends up happening. Dwight Howard and the Wizards are going to be an interesting experiment. Not sure it really works out, but crazier things have happened. So, we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we will be talking about CJ McCollum. So, stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. Spent that first segment talking about the NBA MVP odds. Top five is LeBron, Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo, James Harden, and then Kevin Durant. Right now, I'd say my two favorites to win it are LeBron or Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant's going to have an absurd season this year, so I think that's what's going to propel him up there. But we'll see what ends up happening. I mean, the season, we still got, like, what, 50 or so days left, something like that. So we'll see what ends up happening. Second segment, we talked about Dwight Howard. You guys hate Dwight Howard a lot. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I don't. I really need to have a conversation with a true Dwight Howard hater just to see why you hate Dwight Howard. And you can't be a Laker fan that expels you or disqualifies you from this conversation. Because you guys will hate anyone who doesn't work well with Kobe or doesn't have anything nice to say with Kobe. So, like I said, Laker fans disqualified from this discussion. But if you are a Dwight Howard hater, tweet at the GSMC Basketball Twitter and let me know why, please. I really want to figure out why you guys hate Dwight so much. I don't understand it, and I never have. I get why Lakers fans do. I've made that clear. But like, it's like a universal NBA fan thing to hate Dwight Howard. And I don't understand it. Like, you guys say ridiculous stuff like the guy's not a Hall of Famer, when in reality, yes, he will end up in the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, I'm curious to hear. Like I said, I genuinely want to know. If you're a Lakers fan, I don't want to know because I already know why. So, we'll see. But either way, we move on. And it seems like this offseason has been the offseason of CJ McCollum versus wanting to play for the Warriors. And CJ McCollum obviously on the team of not wanting to play for the Warriors because of all they got. And it seems that reporters and journalists, stop asking CJ McCollum what he thinks of the Warriors for once, please. Like, can we do that? Can we at least be a little bit original and actually ask some things that actually matter rather than the same boring offseason? Hey, CJ McCollum, what do you think about the Warriors? Would you like to play for the Warriors? We already know the answer. Do better. I swear, some of these reporters and journalists just get by. I mean, there's no hard work anymore. This is like the fifth time I've heard CJ McCollum doesn't want to play with the Warriors and his comments on it. I don't care anymore. No one cares anymore. And essentially, it stinks because people actually do care because they'll tweet saying, oh, CJ McCollum's just bitter because the Warriors did this, or he's just bitter because they lose in that. Understand why CJ McCollum doesn't want to play for the Warriors. He wants to play for the Warriors because he wants it to be competitive. Yes, competitive. The Warriors don't make basketball competitive. I don't hate the fact that they're all on the same team together. I have no problem with it because I could care less, mainly because I don't got to play against the Warriors. I don't understand why people get so fed up with something they don't have to deal with. But, I mean, they do. But yeah, it's true. The Warriors have made the West just not competitive. And I mean, all but one year, they've won the title the last 4 years. So, I mean, I get why CJ McCollum doesn't want to play for them. I mean, the guy is just the ultimate competitor, I guess you could say. He wants to do it with a normal team rather than one of the greatest teams of all time. That's fine. But, I mean, it's a point where, yes, can we stop asking CJ McCollum about his thoughts on the Warriors? I mean, it's ridiculous. And somehow, some way now, we're going to get the NBA, just like they're pushing a Lakers-Warriors rivalry when there absolutely isn't one, they're going to try and push a Portland-Warriors rivalry now. Stop trying to push these rivalries. Okay? Warriors-Cavs was a rivalry for 4 years. Now it's not. Why? Because LeBron's not there. Celtics-Lakers is a rivalry that'll live on forever. Celtics-Sixers is a new rivalry. You know what's a rivalry? Warriors-Kings. That is a rivalry. I mean, granted, one team has been stinking out loud since what? Kings last made the playoffs 2008? 2006? And that's crazy how bad the Kings have been for so long. I mean, how? The Kings are literally the Cleveland Browns of the NBA. Like, they real. I hope the fans and like the front office and everyone noted, like realizes that. If you're a Sacramento Kings fan, or you work for the team in any way, like, you guys are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA. It's harsh, but it's true. And I'm waiting for the Kings to get better, just like everyone else. But I mean, there's a point where nothing has worked. Maybe it's just a curse. But, I mean, yeah, like I said, playing for the Warriors isn't for everyone. And I mean, it's not like this Warriors team just went out and signed everyone. I mean, they drafted Steph, they drafted Klay, they drafted Draymond. What do you want them to do? The only player they really brought from the outside was Kevin Durant and all those bench guys that they bring on, but I don't see anyone really caring about the bench guys. Andre Iguodala's been there from the start, at least when they started getting good. So, I mean, KD's the only guy who really, how do you say, joined the Warriors, like joined up with them. I feel like everyone's acting as if it's a whole bunch of free agents, when in reality, that's what the Miami Heat did. They're the ones who signed everyone. Everything's so backwards nowadays with your guys' arguments. The Warriors did theirs organically. The only player they brought on was Kevin Durant. The Miami Heat went out and bought their team. This is crazy. Like, I'm just now starting to realize how bad your guys' arguments are. People say, oh, the Heat did it the right way. They weren't a great team. Yeah, they weren't. So they had to go out and sign some players. And maybe it's just everyone's mad at KD for going to the Warriors rather than mad at Steph and all that for being on the Warriors, I guess. But, I mean, it's all pointless in reality. Why? Because you're just going to sit there and watch. You don't got to play against them. I mean, for being honest here. But yeah, I don't get that. Why do we bag on the Warriors when literally the Heat bought their team? They didn't draft and develop their players into what they are now. Maybe they were Dwayne Wade, but he was already an established star by then. Oh yeah, all you did was bring on the best player in the world and a Chris Bosh, who was a top 10 player at that time. Oh yeah, let's not forget the Miami Heat also brought on a Ray Allen, who's one at the time was the greatest shooter ever. I mean, you guys' argument's terrible sometimes, I'd say. I mean, the Warriors literally drafted and developed talent. But get mad at them, because Kevin Durant wanted to go sign there. I mean, it's hilarious, honestly. I was always under the impression, too, that the Miami Heat, like the way they did it was different from the Warriors, but in reality, the way the Miami Heat did it was worse. I mean, I can't be too popular either. I mean, it's a very dangerous thing to side with the Warriors. Like saying the Warriors didn't ruin the NBA. I mean, that's like blasphemy almost in the NBA. I feel like it's a universal thing where everyone just says, oh, yep, the Warriors were in the NBA. When in reality, I mean, the ratings are up. Games are exciting. I mean, why wouldn't you want to see superstars on one team? And I've never really understood that either. I mean, I can't remember at that time because I was really young, but were people complaining about the Lakers back in 2000, 2001, 2002 winning the finals 3 years in a row? I highly doubt it. Were you older people out there mad at the Bulls for dominating the 90s? I don't know. Bulls seem pretty loved now. So I doubt that too. Was everyone mad at the Celtics and Lakers for dominating the 80s? You guys talk about those years being the greatest. What about the Celtics basically dominating the early ages of the NBA? They seem to get a lot of praise. But for some reason, this Warriors team, because they've won three out of the last four finals, why do we hate them? I mean, let's be real here. There's always been one team dominating a certain point in the NBA. Let's not forget, Kobe and the Lakers and Spurs were going to the finals basically switching off year after year in the 2000s. I mean, like I said, sometimes you guys' arguments don't make sense. And I'm not talking to I'm not talking to everyone either. But, I mean, getting back to it, I guess playing for the Warriors is good for some and some not for some. I mean, I'm kind of over this whole competitive thing. The object about professional sports is getting paid. And that's what Kevin Durant is doing. And I mean, basically, you'd want to enjoy your job, right? You would want to enjoy where you're going to work. I'm sure Kevin Durant really enjoys going to play basketball with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, also living in the Bay Area. I mean, imagine being rich and living in California. Nothing better than it. So, I mean, this whole Warriors debate thing is never going to end, I guess. It's always going to be a question, but it really shouldn't be. Because, I mean, the Warriors are no different than all these other teams that have just dominated years after year. So, I guess you guys could be mad, but is what it is. So we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we're going to be talking about anything else going on in the world of basketball. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. So far today, we've talked MVP odds, we've talked Dwight Howard, and also about CJ McCollum, the Warriors, and a couple of other things in that last segment. And man, I don't hate Dwight Howard, and I don't hate the Warriors. How am I an NBA fan? Crazy, huh? So we move on, and I don't understand the Clippers. They've always just kind of been that ugly franchise, like that other ugly franchise in LA. I mean, they fired Bruce Bowen because he had some things to say about Kawhi Leonard, mainly just said everything sounded like it was an excuse coming from his camp and all that, as it did. And he was one of their TV analysts, and they just said, like, we don't want you anymore because of that. I mean, are the Clippers, like, are they dumb? Do they know that Kawhi Leonard doesn't play for their team? People say, oh, well, they're going to try and get him next offseason. That's fine, but I mean, you're really going to get rid of Bruce Bowen because of this. I hope Kawhi doesn't go to the Clippers now. You know what needs to happen to the Clippers? In all honesty, they need to go to Seattle. They really do. I mean, LA's only big enough for one basketball team, and it's the Lakers, and it'll always be the Lakers. And that's just fact of the matter there. There's no point in having the Clippers in LA. No point whatsoever. I mean, moving back to San Diego for all I care. But in all seriousness, there is a city that needs an NBA team, and it's Seattle. There's a city that doesn't need two NBA teams, and it's LA. I mean, it's easy. I don't know how to get that process started, but it needs to happen. It'd be perfect. You move the Clippers over to Seattle, they'll actually have fans showing up. And it'll all work out. Like, LA will once again belong solely to the Lakers. And I'm sorry, Clippers fans, but nobody cares about the Los Angeles Clippers. You turn them into the Seattle Supersonics, people will start caring again. And I'm sure the Clippers could end up with Kevin Durant. I mean, I figure that if Seattle ever gets a team back, Kevin Durant's going to go there. And you know that's how Kevin Durant fixes up his image in the NBA, right? His legacy and all that, I guess, since people love to complain about that. That's exactly how he fixes it. If Seattle were to get another team, and they were obviously they had to be the Supersonics if they come back. If that wasn't the case, then that would be the dumbest thing of all time. But let's say the Seattle Supersonics come back. All Kevin Durant has to do is go back there, and he'd be loved again in the NBA. You guys would all love him again. Isn't that crazy how it works? I mean, I'm being dead serious. That's how Kevin Durant elevates himself as an all-time great. Is if he goes over to the Supersonics. If they were to become a team again. So, I mean, that's what I want to happen. I mean, I figure, like I said, there's no point in the Clippers. They're honestly a pointless team in L.A. They made the playoffs not last year, but they had a nice little run where they lost in the second round a whole bunch of times. And other than that, I mean, they've never been a relevant franchise. And I'm not trying to hate or anything like that, but I feel like what I've said so far is the truth. I mean, the Clippers are going to get moved eventually. Like, that's no doubt. There's no way they spend the rest of their time as a franchise in the NBA or in the in LA. That's not possible. Maybe they end up getting moved to Las Vegas, since that seems to be the move amongst professional sports teams now. But yeah, if I'm the NBA, I'm definitely figuring out a way to maybe convince Steve Ballmer to move that team back over to Seattle. I mean, it needs to happen. And again, Clippers fans might be listening to this. No, they need to stay in LA. Sorry. Nope. No can do. LA's only big enough for one team, and like I said, that's the Lakers, and it'll always be the Lakers. I could care less what the Clippers have done and how they've been better than the Lakers over the last few years. You'll never be as loved as the Lakers in LA, so why stay there? Why not become the Supersonics, where you're the only team in Seattle, and you'll probably sell out every single game? I mean, Seattle fans are some of the best in all of the United States when it comes to professional sports. I mean, it's a win-win decision there. I don't know why it hasn't happened sooner. They got the arenas and all that. It's possible. I think they're moving an NHL team over there, so you just have the basketball team play there. Like, seriously, why haven't we brought the Supersonics back? And why on earth did we move the Supersonics over to Oklahoma City? I don't understand that one either. Like, that makes no sense to me. Like, Oklahoma City just doesn't sound like a basketball city. It's a college city, or a college place. I mean, I guess they just couldn't get public funding for a stadium in Seattle. That's why they moved. Thanks a lot, Seattle. Thanks a lot. You gave us the Oklahoma City Thunder. No, I'm just kidding. The Thunder fans are actually pretty decent. They do well in the playoffs to sell out and all that, and they always show up for the big games. But like I said, I mean, I don't get the Clippers getting rid of Bruce Bowen. It's not like, I'm not sure if like this is a big story or anything like that, but since we do talk about anything else going on for basketball in this segment, I feel like it was a good idea to bring up. I mean, chances are, I mean, the Kawhi's probably, I'd say actually, as much as I don't want to, the Clippers do have a decent chance at Kawhi. Kawhi just seems wants to play in LA. It doesn't really matter whether it's for the Lakers or Clippers there. Just wants to be in LA. But, I mean, if you were going to fire Bruce Bowen, why not just get rid of him after this season? After this upcoming one? And, I mean, if Kawhi wasn't to come to the Clippers because of Bruce Bowen's comments, then Kawhi is just soft. And, I mean, that's all that is to it. And it's crazy. Like, Kawhi has become the biggest diva in the NBA before our eyes. And like I said, I'm amazed by it because the dude hasn't said anything yet. Like, Kawhi Leonard can never go back to being that humble guy who doesn't, like just goes about his business and all that. Like, that's not who Kawhi is going to be portrayed as now in the NBA. Like, of course, he'll still be silent and all that, but everyone's going to think of him as the diva in the NBA. And like I said, it's just crazy to say that because, I mean, the dude hasn't really spoken at all. But I guess that's what you get for listening to your Uncle Dennis. So let's see, what else is currently going on in the NBA? Kyle Kuzma says people are underestimating the new-look Lakers. I mean, from what I've seen people said about the Lakers going into the season, they're a 4 or 5 seed. That is perfectly spot on. The Lakers are not better than the Rockets. They are not better than the Warriors. They are not better than the Jazz. I'm not even sure that they're better than the Thunder. I mean, they went, 35 games last season they won? That's great. Your point guard gets shoot, although he does do everything else pretty well. Kyle Kuzma is a nice player off the bench. Brandon Ingram is on his way to developing into a very good player. And then you got a bunch of guys that you signed who have basically been misfits in the NBA going from team to team because they can't seem to stick somewhere. Talking about JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, Rondo, those guys. Rondo's still a decent player, but, I mean, there's a reason why he hasn't been able to stick around long or anywhere else besides his time in Boston. Lance Stephenson's good to have on your team for a little bit because eventually he becomes a distraction, so then you got to get rid of him. JaVale McGee is a role player at best, okay? What the Warriors did with him is easy to do because the Warriors are playing with 4 guys that you got to put your attention on. You can't really worry about JaVale McGee over there. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's really underestimating the Lakers. I think they might just be overconfident there. The Lakers are not a team who will make it to the finals, and chances are they won't make it to the Western Conference Finals. I'd say right now, as far as being in the NBA, it goes Warriors. I'd say my top teams in the NBA right now, come before the Lakers, are the Warriors, the Rockets, the Jazz, the Celtics, the Raptors, and then I'd say the 76ers. And I think that's pretty fair if you look at the teams all around looking at them. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's really underestimating them. Maybe this is just one where, now we're in this generation where people and players like to, I guess, create stories to motivate themselves, like people doubting them and all that. That seems to be a real popular thing there. So maybe that's just what this is. Because like I said, the Lakers aren't a team who can compete with the Warriors or Rockets. And I don't see anyone really saying they're not a playoff team. So that's all I got to say. We're going to wrap it up here for today. Today we talked MVP odds. We talked Dwight Howard, Warriors, CJ McCollum. And then for this segment, talked about a couple of other different basketball topics. So thanks for listening to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. I will be back next Wednesday, so stay tuned, and I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.